As we just heard, there's a great deal of skepticism that this new plan can do much to help Greece out of recession. Perhaps nowhere is that skepticism and frustration stronger than inside Greece. And Greeks aren't just fretting over their economic prospects. As NPR's Sylvia Pajoli reports from Athens, they're increasingly worried that their very sovereignty is at stake.
This is the office of the Nuncios stock brokerage firm. Unlike similar offices in New York or London, it's deathly quiet. So many people have been laid off that the offices are nearly empty, except for the president's. Alexandros Mourotakis sits behind a big desk, his cell phone ringing with calls from clients eager to know about the EU deal reached at dawn. His own profession is dying. In just 2 years, the stock market has lost 75% in volume, $110 billion. He doesn't like the EU deal. He says the EU, IMF and ECB, known as the Troika, have his country's fate in their hands.
Greece does not decide. Now the Troika people decides. They make experiments in the Greek market. Up to now, they were unsuccessful. Without growth, nothing will be done.
Mourotakis lists some other Troika results. Unemployment has doubled, and despite 2 years of draconian austerity measures, Greece is in recession and spiraling downwards. Many commentators echo this negative view. And there's widespread criticism that the Troika is going to have a permanent office in Athens. It will stay open until 2020. German Chancellor Angela Merkel has made clear that over-indebted Eurozone countries must be closely overseen by international inspectors. Many Greeks see this as the first step of a loss of national sovereignty. Newspaper publisher and journalist George Kirtso says it's one thing to yield sovereignty in the name of a more united and integrated Europe.
And another thing, yielding sovereignty, because you have failed in your economic management, and now you have to face the reality of German domination. No government can sell this this to its people, to its own electorate.
Kirtsos points out that statements by German politicians disparaging the Greek people have revived old memories of the brutality of the German occupation during World War II. There have even been suggestions in the media that the German-driven austerity measures are part of a plan to reshape the Greek nation. But Kirtso says this in no way resembles what the Americans offered with the Marshall Plan, which pumped lots of money into the Greek economy devastated by World War II.
So you can do nation building provided you pay the bill. But if you want to do nation building and force the Greeks to pay the price for the German nation building in Greece, this is something that cannot be done in political terms.
Anti-German sentiment is boiling. A slew of cartoons have depicted Greek government officials as Nazi collaborators. There are growing fears that Germans are plotting to buy Greek monuments and islands on the cheap. There's a revival of anger over Greek demands for compensation for Nazi atrocities. And a local EU office run by a German is referred to as the Gestapo. Even world-famous composer Mikis Theodorakis of Zorba the Greek fame joined the anti-German crusade in a call to a radio talk show.
They are pressing the knife deeper and deeper. They insult us more every day, driving us towards violence and to an explosion that could also be destructive for them.
But at a press conference today, Greek Finance Minister Evangelos Venizelos tried to reassure Greeks that their national sovereignty is intact. He justified the Troika's permanent presence in Athens, saying it's needed to avoid what he called communication problems. And he insisted that responsibility for and implementation of the EU bailout program lies with the Greek government alone. Sylvia Pojoli, NPR News, Athens.